Yeah, buddy, it's hour four of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Rangers baseball is now 90 minutes away. A massive series with the Yankees. Max Fried, the starting pitcher for New York tonight, so they're going to have to earn it. Sandler just joined us. Four of this week's six starting pitchers the Rangers will face are lefties. So, man, you would not draw it up this way. But we believe in this baseball team, don't we? Here's Wolchuk with some NFL news of the day.
We sure do. And, man, this is going to be an awesome series. I'm excited for it. We'll have Around the Bases coming up an hour from now. But if you're headed out to the Globe, bring the noise. We need a playoff-esque atmosphere, okay? That's what we need. We also do have Cowboys preseason football this Saturday. Let's get it going. 3 o'clock, we got the pregame show on your home of Dallas Cowboys football. We'll have postgame rock until 11 p.m. It is back. It is here, but the big topic of conversation in Cowboys land ever since we left on Friday, it's Micah Parsons. Now, I don't believe the Cowboys are trading Micah. Jerry Jones said so. The sources from the Cowboys have said we
don't
have
lose
no
any sleep over it.
Don't lose any sleep. Don't. I don't believe they will either, but I think we could still have some fun with just kicking it around.
Oh yeah, I think you have
some
definite
proposal.
I think you got a legitimate debate with me because I think he's playing this year at 24, and I think next year he'll be tagged, and yeah, this thing is going to drag out for a long time.
Well, and I had Atolo reach out to me over the weekend and actually crank some numbers. Shout out to Tolo David, former high school football coach in the
What's
area.
What's up, Dave?
And he went and searched every single sack that Mike has had. At least over the last 2 years.
We're about to get the, he doesn't sack against good teams.
Yeah, and look, sacks are not the end all be all. Like, I will put this precursor out there before this in defense of Micah. Like, I told him this. I said, well, I'd love to get the pressures on this, right? Because pressures, I think also, how are you affecting the quarterback? How are you affecting a play? Are you forcing like Geno Smith to dirt the ball to win a game against Seattle? But the sack numbers, if you look at over the last 2 years, you've got a player that's had 14 of his 26 sacks in 10 games against Carolina, New York, and Washington. And you can add another 2.5 sacks against the Jets. So you've got Giants, Commanders, Panthers, and Jets. Not good
he
football
teams. He crushed the Commanders last year.
And the Commanders were good last year.
Yeah, 4.5 against them.
He did. He was really good. But yeah, I mean, like, I know Eric was arguing about the Osa deal. Well, he's putting up numbers against bad teams. People have argued that with Dak, too. Well, I think for those that want to push back, and I've seen a lot of texts from people like, yes, I would be willing to trade Micah. There are people that believe, and I guess these sack numbers would somewhat support that Micah does feast on poor opponents, and we've seen his numbers kind, and the pressures are there late in the season, but the sack numbers certainly start to wane towards the end of the year for a guy that wants to be paid the most of any non-quarterback in the history of the NFL. And I think from David Mulligetta's perspective, it's not even just we're trying to beat what TJ Watt got. It's we're trying to make sure that we are the highest paid non-quarterback for the foreseeable future. So they're trying to move that goalpost to, I'd say, $45 million a year at minimum. Hell, he might be asking for 50. That's the thing. We don't know the number. Like, Jerry floated out there $200 million guaranteed in his press conference over the weekend, but we don't know the numbers that they've talked about. So David Mulligetta is a guy that's trying to break records, trying to set the standard, and he does it the best out of anybody in the business. So this is very much so you've got the ego of Jerry, who likes the deal to be done on his terms when he wants to do it, and then also David Mulligetta, who's the best in the business right now. Well, that's okay, but if we're doing this thing, it's going to be record-setting, and it's not just going to be $500,000 more than TJ Watt. It's going to be a good percentage more than what TJ Watt got.
Yeah, when he does come up for free agency, if he you know, can get there healthy, yes, he would deserve more than that. But I think what we're seeing with Watt and Garrett is the number is actually 40-41 if you get to this deal at 29 or 30 years old. You know, I think at 26, maybe what you deserve fair market value is closer to 45, considering how many years you have left in your prime still. So it'll be interesting to see if Micah can get there. But, I mean, just number one, sacks aren't the best way of judging because the better teams are going to be better at avoiding sacks. It is a quarterback stat. So, and Mike Lombardi used to tell me all the time, you know, sacks create punts, but pressures create turnovers. So, you know, I think in order to really understand this, you would have to look at his pressure against good teams. And then you got to study the Watts and the Garretts and the Hendricksons mm-hmm. and everybody else, because I bet they get more sacks against bad teams too.
Sure. And I think that's fair. In 817, oh, start the Micah slander tour from 105.3. No, that's not what we're doing here. I prefaced everything that I just said in terms of I'd advocate, I need to see the pressures as well. And I don't believe Mike is going anywhere. I think Mike is getting his money, and he's going to be a Dallas Cowboy. And he's earned it. I mean, I think Micah is one of the 3 to 5 best defensive players in all of the National Football League. I absolutely think he's deserving of that contract. But as of right now, who knows? I mean, they might end up saying we're willing to go into the year, and then we got the franchise tag for you for 2 more years. I don't know how long this will go, but it does create an interesting topic of, well, what would teams even offer to get Micah?
Oh, yes, and it's fun to do that. I know The Athletic looked into that and had like 3 mock proposals over the weekend. But, yeah, did you see Bill Barnwell pointing out on Twitter that over the last 4 years, EPA-wise, the Cowboys have been number one, and with Micah on the field, they're second to last?
With him on the field?
With him off. Okay. With him off the field, the Cowboys become the second worst defense. Now, that's over a 4-year period and against a lot of weak scheduling opponents. And I don't think anybody would say the Cowboys have had the best defense over the last 4 years. No. But that massive gap from 1 to 31, even if it's from 8 to 28, it is incredible how Micah Parsons makes you a credible defense by himself. So I understand the frustration. Wow, that was a weird noise. I understand the frustration of some of the fans that say, Micah doesn't want to be here. Get rid of him. I'm sick of him not producing against the best teams or not playing great run defense. That's fine. But you are volunteering basically to punt on any chance you have of winning a Super Bowl over the next 3 years. If you don't have Micah Parsons, it's over.
Sure. All right. So here's some of the offers that John Machota put out there. Jets, they call. Say, hey, what do you guys think? We'll give you Breece Hall. We'll give you Jermaine Johnson, former first-round pick out of Florida State, who just had a great year, and Aaron Whitecotton, pretty good with him. We'll give you a second-rounder next year, a second-rounder in 27, and a third-rounder in 28.
I don't want Jermaine Johnson, but I would love to have Breece Hall, who's still only 24 years old. He played 33 games the last 2 seasons and is one of the most complete backs in the NFL. So I would love to get my Breece Hall on the team, get your running back for the future. But I need you to take away Johnson and make one of those 2s a 1. And then I think we might have something.
Okay. I didn't know that you weren't a big Jermaine Johnson.
Well, he's coming off an Achilles.
Okay.
We have edge.
All right.
Yeah.
We're good. We're good on the edge. That's what you're going with there. We're good on the edge. Mm-hmm. Now, Breece Hall, they're going to have to pay as well. That is factored in here. But I'm with you. Like a trade proposal that doesn't involve a first-round pick.
Yeah,
I'm not answering the phone.
Who do you think's dealing here, Nico?
Come on. Here's the Bears. Stop, Bears. They're going to give you a 1 next year. Hell, they'll give you a 1 in 27, too. So that's 2 first-rounders plus a 3 in 27 for Micah. But the Cowboys do have to kick in a 4 and a 7.
Yeah, I'd love that. I mean, by the looks of Caleb Williams on Twitter right now, it's a 6-win team.
Those could be pretty high picks.
I want those first-round picks.
I'd like those first-round picks. Last one would be Green Bay. They're giving you 2 1s next year and the year after. Plus,
that would be so unlike Green Bay to do that.
Romeo Dubs for Micah. It would be very unlike Green Bay. Yeah. Green Bay doesn't get into these deals.
They don't do those things.
But 2 1s, I mean, I think you've got, if we're talking any kind of trade proposal, and honestly, the Ringer had one that does involve within your own division that kind of perked me up and thought, okay, what if you did it inside the division? And that'd probably make Micah the happiest because he can reunite with Dan Quinn. You get 2 1s from the Eagles or from the Commanders, 26 and 27. They're also going to give you Daron Payne, and they're going to give you back Dorrance Armstrong for Micah.
What are the picks?
2 1s.
2 1s.
Payne, Armstrong, and 2 1s.
2 1s.
That's going to be likely. If you give them Micah Parsons with that quarterback, you're likely looking at picks in the 20s.
Probably 20s. Yeah. You're going to be picking late.
Yeah, I can pick
in
late.
These but you're fixing a huge weakness with Payne, and you've got yourself a serviceable end in Armstrong.
Payne going to play the 1, right?
I would assume, yeah.
I don't know, man, because to me...
Because the fear is you're making a division rival
Yeah,
better.
So basically what you're getting is you're getting pain. Okay, just look at it this way. You're getting pain. You're getting Armstrong, which you're pretty deep at edge. And you're getting two twos, basically, right? You're picking second-round guys.
Who knows what happens when injury happens.
I'm just assuming that the Commanders are going to be a 10 or 11-win team with that quarterback. You know? That's what I'm assuming. So I don't know. I don't think I would do that.
No. That one's not that appealing to me because of how good Washington looks.
All right, last one I'll throw out there, the Raiders. Raiders give you ones.
Now you got my interest.
Raiders give you 2 ones. They also give you a third in 27. So next year you'll have 2 ones. The following year you'll have 2 ones and 2 threes. And they're also going to kick in a sixth, but that's, you know, whatever.
There's a chance that could be a top 12 pick.
Yeah, and that's for Mike.
We'll see with Pete Carroll coaching that team, but that's a team that could be. That team was 4-13 last year.
I love that. I mean, very tough division.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, intriguing.
They got 6 of the hardest division games you'll ever see.
I try and play some hardball. Is there any way I can get Genty thrown in there? You guys want to toss Genty in?
I mean, Parsons for Genty and a 1 and 2 twos and a 3. I think I could get into that.
Maybe we could make this happen.
The tough part about Hall in New York or a Payne in Washington is you're trading for a guy that's getting 20 plus million, you know, or is soon to get 20.
Sure. Yeah, you're picking up a contract. But I guess, I mean, you're not paying Micah whatever the hell he's asking for. But you're right. Okay, we did a mock draft here on CBS Sports. And this was kind of an interesting exercise. They ranked each team based on least likely to win the Super Bowl. And it's just an all-quarterback mock draft. So the team that's least likely to win the Super Bowl has the worst odds is the Saints right now. So they take Mahomes number 1. Browns take Josh Allen at 2. Jets take Lamar Jackson. Giants then get Joe Burrow, and the Titans take Jaden Daniels. That was the top 5 off the board. Panthers go with C.J. Stroud. Raiders take Stafford. Dolphins get Herbert. Colts get Jalen Hurts, and the Patriots get Caleb Williams. In a very unexciting situation, the Cowboys have the 14th pick in this. They have the 14th, I guess, worst odds to win the Super Bowl. Right in front of them goes Jordan Love to the Jags, Jared Goff to the Falcons, and Brock Purdy to the Seahawks. So what do the Cowboys do? They take Dak.
Take Dak.
They don't take Drake May. They don't take Baker. They don't take Cam Ward. They don't take Lawrence, Murray, Darnold. Would you do that if you were in a quarterback mock draft for the Cowboys?
How would you not take Cam Ward right now?
Number one overall pick.
Do they come with their salaries?
Rookie contract, yeah.
How would you not take Baker Mayfield? I think there's a at least 2 or 3
that you'd consider taking
better options.
I'm with you.
So I think Dak is set up to have a really good year, but you know, if he stays healthy, and then on the other side of 30 with those injuries in his rear view, I don't think he's got a contract after this one where it's like reasonably likely that he's still good.
Yeah, it's just like, damn it, you know, I wanted to enjoy this and maybe think like, okay, the Cowboys would go somewhere else. They didn't. They're the only team that drafted their own quarterback in this exercise. Like, come on, guys.
Well, they do tend to overvalue their own.
That's fair. That's absolutely fair. How about a stat of the day for you? Antonio Gates went into the Pro Football Hall of Fame this weekend. Only player to be inducted into the Hall of Fame that never played a single snap of college football. He was a college basketball player. Isn't that nuts?
Yeah.
He never played a snap of college football and is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
I mean, basketball is just a lot more fun to play unless you're the quarterback or wide receiver.
Well, and he was damn good at Kent State. I think they went to the Elite Eight with him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he was really, really good. Looking ahead to the 2026 class, I think Drew Brees and Larry Fitzgerald, those would be locks. Mm-hmm. And Adam Schefter put together like a long list of guys that are going to be first-time nominees. Witten's on there. I don't think Witten's a first ballot guy. I think he gets in. I don't think he's going to be first ballot.
Witten's a lock to get in eventually.
Yeah. Frank Gore?
No.
Phillip Rivers?
No.
Dez was on here?
Unfortunately, no.
Sean Lee was listed?
No. Can't do it.
The one that I would argue is a yes, and I think others would argue and say no, is Julian Edelman.
It's hard. How do his yards and his touchdowns stack up? Is he there?
The regular season numbers would tell you Julian Edelman.
He's a playoff
killer. Not a Hall of Famer. It's the playoffs.
The playoff killer.
And to me, when we're talking, it's the same thing as Eli Manning.
Yeah.
Can I write the history of the NFL without this player in the Hall of Fame? And to me, with Manning, as much as I can't stand him, and I think Romo was better, hell, I think Philip Rivers was better. The bottom line is the dude had some big moments in the playoffs, and he beat what was just named the best team in the last quarter century, and the Patriots in the Super Bowl that were going to be undefeated. He's got crazy plays with the David Tyree and then the Mario Manningham in two Super Bowls. Julian Edelman, same thing. His playoff numbers are insane. He's got one of the best Super Bowl catches you'll ever see in 2016 against the Falcons, where he somehow is able to just get underneath the football with those red gloves. Like, to me, Edelman and Eli, regular season, it says no, they're not Hall of Famers. But because of the playoffs and the Super Bowl numbers, I think both are.
That's where that word fame becomes very operative. You know, like this was the story of the year, or he was Tom Brady's go-to guy for, you know, the hottest that their dynasty burnt right there in that 3 to 5 year period. Well, thank you, Wolchuk. A look at the NFL news of the day. We're going to hit the expressway. G-Bag today is coming up at 5:30 and then LA Live. But stick around. We'll get you all the top headlines that have been breaking throughout your broadcast afternoon coming up next here on The Fan. All right, welcome back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And it's time now to hit the expressway. We got the G-Bag of the day coming up here in about 5 minutes. Expressway is brought to you by the on-time experts. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Okay, what do we have? Okay, number one, the Spurs and De'Aaron Fox reached a $229 million max extension. So San Antonio is going to be tough, and we'll see just how tough here before too long. You have LeBron. He did congratulate Luka Doncic on the new contract, and everybody's following this soap opera, but apparently shortly after the signing, he reached out and did a video chat with him and congratulated him on the big contract and everything. A little bit awkward, as you know, people are wondering how this is going to go. But over the last month or so, we've been monitoring it since the start of free agency, and there's been no signs that the Lakers and LeBron are going to expedite their, you know, eventual parting of ways, probably after this season. But I think everything so far is shaping up to be LeBron's final season. It'd be really interesting if it starts and the coaching staff has decided to go more to Luka Ball and LeBron isn't producing or having a good final season. Maybe at that point he could decide to move. But I think that story for now is dead. Okay, guy who threw sex toy on the basketball court during the WNBA game has been found. College Park, Georgia. They arrested Delbert Carver.
Delbert.
After he allegedly threw that green schvanz, fake schvanz, onto the court. He faces counts of disorderly conduct, public indecency, indecent exposure, and criminal trespass. Wow, so hurling one of those things is just as bad as pulling your own out, apparently.
Yeah.
According to law enforcement records, he was booked. He was released over the weekend as well, and his next court date is coming up. But the WNBA said on Saturday there had been an arrest made in the case, and the safety and well-being of everyone in the arena is a top priority. Cunningham, the Fever model-looking chick, she posted, "Please stop throwing these on the court. Somebody is going to get hurt." So it's a little bit, you know, disrespectful. I don't know if anybody was going to get hurt, but definitely not the look that they and that's
trip on like a banana peel, you know what I mean?
Anything could happen.
Yeah, it could roll.
Anything could
roll
happen.
Roll your ankle on that damn thing.
It's for player safety. And
how do you get them in there?
That's a good question.
Wouldn't it pass a metal detector? Couldn't you just
I thought there's batteries or something at some point? Like there's some metal pieces in there.
I don't know if this was a metal one. I'm not
he boofed it in.
Yeah, that would be something. But I imagine this is the end of this story, because that's four different charges. He had to spend a couple nights in jail.
Yeah. I don't know. I saw like the referee kick it to the
over.
Kick it to the sidelines. And it wasn't like the male official, it was the lady official. She just like kind of went over and kicked it
Probably trying to kick it towards her, her gym bag.
I'll circle back for that.
I knew you were doing that.
I can't help it. You know, this story is just, it's borderline too much for us. But I feel like we've gotten through it once again. Son from Tottenham is going to join LAFC. It's an MLS record move. I think he's 33 years old. Okay, how do you guys feel about the Cowboys running back situation? James Cook continues to sit out here. He's missing another practice there for the Bills. He continues to seek a contract extension. He's in the final year of his rookie deal. This, I guess, is the third holdout along with Micah and Terry McLaurin that is of the most interest. I think I've seen signs from all of them that I'd want to see more of. I wish if James Cook would be available after the first couple of regular season games and you don't have a runner that you can depend on to be an every down back, would Cook be of interest for you guys if he became available?
Ike. I don't know about that, right? Cook? Wolchuk? I mean,
I like him.
I don't know.
You don't?
I don't know if I want to pay that money, though.
Yeah, that's, I mean, to me, like, I'm kind of ready to rock with, my hope is Blue and Maffa can kind of be your tag team for the future here.
I think Sanders, I was wrong about Sanders, I think, just from what
I mean, thought. Is he going to be available for you?
I think so.
I mean, he might be banged up, dude, throughout the year. That's what I worry about.
If he's
Miles.
Banged up, dude, then I'll be right. But from what I saw,
yeah,
that guy's got some vision.
I mean, Javonte Williams had a good looking rep today.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Cook a lot, but yes, the question is, do you then want to pay him? I mean, he wants $15 million a year.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to get anywhere close to that.
It is so tough to evaluate a running back that has Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson playing with him, mm-hmm. How much attention the defense is getting. With the Cowboys running back situation, Jaden Blue is getting so much coverage. People are noticing that he's getting the majority of the first team work now. If they're heading in that direction, I like it. He had a huge run today that several reporters captured. And just his ability to get skinny and move through traffic and be shifty and have the vision, I'm more sold on Jaden Blue than I was at the beginning of training camp. Brock Hoffman and Sam Williams had a fight today. Hoffman threw at him, but I didn't see Hoffman kicked out. Is Shoddy going soft on him? I don't know if there's been follow-through. There's been a number of skirmishes.
I think if you throw a punch.
Yeah.
I think the punch is the key. If you punch a guy, then you get kicked. Then you get kicked out.
I think Hoffman might have had a wayward push that looked like a punch, but maybe it wasn't technically a punch. Maybe it was a mush. I'm not sure. But I was looking for Shoddy to ring him up and get him running gassers again after a profanity laced tirade, but didn't quite get that one today. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Lucius, G bag of the day.
Punches on a helmet is just crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Punches on helmets, man.
You got to go open-handed.
You got to hit that ear hole.
Yeah.
Foul. Hit that ear hole. Grab that face mask.
Yeah.
Face mask is always great.
Maybe get underneath if you can get a neck shot in there.
Oh, wow. Like you try to chop. Hurt this guy. My God. Damn, Dawson's going to get attempted murder.
Maybe I'll save that for game days.
Yeah. All right, this is G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan 530. My name is Lucius Alexander. If you see anything floating out there that we should be playing, hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander, LUCIOUS on Facebook. All right, you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Day two right here for this combo pack, the Gavin Dawson combo pack. That's what we're smoking on.
That's weed.
My man was just talking all types of crazy stuff. Listen to this.
We can buy Kyrie Elam.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I'm buying it.
But can I buy multiple depth guys or busty guys all arriving and fortifying you at the same time?
I don't know how much a busty guy goes for these days.
They'll definitely be throwing Bilbos at that game. That's the mascot out there.
Yep. Hey. Hank was just a little bit more quiet and professional, you know, or quiet and didn't want to, you know, say his side of the story as much. Remember when Tyron Smith was hotter than a whole nest of fire cracking hornets back there? Mark that.
Fire cracking hornets, baby. That's what I love right there.
I guess at least you'd hear them coming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I like it. Firecracking hornets.
More the merrier.
A nest of them. Boy, I was over there making some noise. You hear what I'm saying?
Yes. That's what you're saying earlier, Lucius, about them coming over the mountains, you know, yeah. South America.
Yeah. Oh, my God, here it comes.
That's all we heard about every summer was like the killer bees.
The killer damn bees coming to get you.
Coming from South America. And I'm like, how the hell are they going to get here, you know?
All right, let's go to Mike Bassick, the Texas Rangers TV broadcast. Uh-huh. He made a barehanded catch from the booth. You guys seen that?
Oh, yeah. Very proud of himself.
Yep, that's me. No surprise here. He's nothing.
And it's fouled back at us, Mike. Oh, what a play! What a play! Michael! Yes! That was amazing. What a one-handed grab. Oh, I am so proud of you right now.
I'm proud of myself.
He's just getting started there, too. At first training camp in Oxnard for Mike, he's like, I think I have better hands than any of the Cowboys wide receivers.
Oh, my God.
Can we load up the jugs machine? I'll show you guys how this is done. Very confident.
Very confident.
And he's still around baseball all the time because his kids are playing. His dad's coaching. So I wouldn't be surprised if Mike's about to turn in a number of gloveless web gems up there.
He was so proud of himself in the video.
Yeah, I seen him.
He's like grinning ear to ear, like, look at me! Still got it.
He was loving all the adulation. Okay, let's go to the morning show. The RJ and Choppy show. Sean on the mic right here. Oh, I'll play it.
Live on Sean and RJ.
Yo, what's up, guys? First time calling, man. It feels good to finally talk to you guys. How you guys doing?
Yo, doing great. Well. Thanks for listening.
So here's my thing. You guys got to stop letting Steven off the hook, man. Ooh. I mean, Steven and Jerry, you guys are going to need to realize all this could have been avoided. If you would have signed Dak 2 years ago, we wouldn't be in this situation. CeeDee Lamb a year before, we wouldn't be in this situation. You guys got to stop letting Jerry off the hook.
Do you listen to this radio station or show ever?
Yes.
Okay, well, you sound ignorant.
Oh.
Like, because we do it, dude. Are you kidding me? Every single, did you hear G-Bag last week? Did you hear Gavin Dawson last week? Did you hear us with Jerry last year? Turn him down. Turn him down. I can't stand these tweets.
Oh, no.
And don't say you listen when you don't. You just expose yourself. I dealt with one listener over the weekend who kept saying, I wish you'd do this. Did you hear Clarence Hill tell Jerry Jones you're being disingenuous to his face? Come on now. Like, just admit you don't. I'd rather you admit you don't listen than lie. It's BS. Stop. It's ignorant. What?
I was just saying, he said he was talking about the listeners who just called in.
What?
I said he was talking about the listeners who just called in.
I thought he was talking to us.
No, he said he was talking to the toe.
Ernesto, are you talking about us or the listeners?
Oh, my God.
Want to get away?
Listeners, dude. I'm not
going to
like you guys.
Put him down.
Way to go.
Oh, no.
That's Jerry cutting Todd off. Todd, no, Todd. You're not going to ask your question.
Ernesto.
You stop talking.
I accept my nomination for G-Bag of the day, week, month, and I apologize.
That is incredible.
That's some Mike Francesa stuff right there.
That is.
Bro, if you call me ignorant, you better be right about something. Yeah. You cannot be wrong and call me ignorant, bro.
He's trying to get in there. Like, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the total. And Sean just keeps going.
There are a number of listeners or Cowboys fans out there badgering media that they're not going after the Joneses hard. And I would say over the last couple of weeks, it's at an all-time high.
Yeah, there'll be people that just, they hear what they want to hear. There's no pleasing them. So I understand. Sean was probably ready to pop off on someone over that.
You think so?
I saw it over the weekend, too. But yeah, this poor guy got it when he didn't deserve it.
Hashtag.
I hate when somebody hears something wrong and you try to correct them and they say, it happened to me on the fan text. Well, let's just agree to disagree. Like, no, let's not. You're wrong, bro. Hold this L, B.
You take your L.
What are you talking about? Let's agree to disagree.
I see you want to be real argumentative over there about that. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do, because you're wrong and you're trying to gaslight me. Okay, so yes, there's an argument coming to your front porch right now.
How about that? I'm a man. I'm 40, bro. Came after me. Last one right here. Yesterday was a church day. Pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Dr. Pastor Freddie Haynes. This youth pastor right here makes my skin crawl. I mean, my skin crawl. Excuse me. It's real cringy. He's trying to use, like, slang. Oh,
listen up.
fam, because enough with the brain rot. There's no more L's. We're only taking holy W's today. We are standing on business and blessings. God did not make you to be an NPC. You're the main character, dripped out in his love. For real, for real. Today, we're here to catch big vibes, big faith, and leaving that brain rot at the door. So why don't you turn to your neighbor and say, you're looking low-key blessed this morning.
Jeez.
Jeez.
All right, squad, let's lock in, get that holy riz up, because it's our praise era and worship like we just got the ultimate victory royale. Let's go!
Wow.
And I finally get my solo. Oh. Let everything. Let us breath. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I like that last part with that intro.
Wow.
We could throw that whole intro away, bro.
That's rough, man.
Well, I guess we know where Chief's been. Is that a youth pastor?
Yeah, youth pastor right there.
Yeah.
That sounded just like Kelvin Gemstone.
Oh, yes! That's what I was thinking. I was like, man, what is this? Something is hitting, but well, I can't figure it. Yeah,
it's like that's what right it is. Out of a Righteous Gemstones episode.
Yeah. Nah, that's beautiful. All right, that's it, bro.
It is time to vote. Is it our two-time champion looking for three right here? The Dawson combo talking about guys fortifying you and firecracking hornets.
Yeah.
What a weird week. Okay, Mike Bassick on the Rangers call made a one-handed snag, barehanded. Pretty impressive. RJ and Choppy show. Stop leaving Steven Jones and Jerry.
I think he went home
and
told his wife, told all the kids.
Yes.
Look at this. Did he probably sent it? The video. Yeah.
Brought the ball back.
I got it.
Put it on the table. Yeah. Open the door. Just put the ball on the table.
Somebody make this into a GIF.
Yeah. Guess where I got this at?
The famous Mike Bassett.
Yes, I listened in the post game. I guess that was on the way home from the airport. And he still had the ball.
I bet he did, bro.
He's the post-game roundtable flipping the ball around.
Oh, yeah.
He's about to sign a whole bunch of balls. I'm that guy.
At the RJ and Choppy show, Sean a little triggered, or is it the cringe preacher? That's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, I could definitely see myself voting for myself and Sean. That was classic. And I
like the presidents. Like, you know, when they go in there in the booth to vote, clearly they're voting for themselves, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. There's no way Kamala walked in there and be like, and one for Trump? There's no way, bro.
But this one is a little embarrassing, you know?
Yeah, that's great.
The firecracking hornets isn't maybe an all-timer, but I'm actually going to make it interesting and vote for Baskey here. Lucius, how about you?
Shondaliza. Shonovan from The Morning Show.
Bully?
Man, I think I got to go with Sean, but... It is hard not to vote for you. You're very deserving on this one, too.
Well, thank you. It's 2-1, Brian.
Sean.
By a score of 3-1, and your new G-Bag of the Day champion. He called his shot.
He did.
It's Sean Sharif of the Sean and RJ Show, weekday 6 to 10 here on 105.3 The Fan. Proper round trippers coming up at 6. We're back into the Rangers as they get set to host the Yankees tonight, a must-win series here in the Pimp Cup. Is Lucius with LA Live.
And ignorant.
Do you listen?
Do you listen, you idiot? All right, this is a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares. Time is
home. Hold up, Watts.
Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance some of everything.
John, Big Bro, pay Michael, man. Bro stressing, bro talking about he want to be traded. Nah, man, I thought we had a deal, man. Yeah, we got, dog. Don't you give him what he, don't you trade him, Jerry. Big Jerry, big fam, listen to me.
Big fam.
Pan, man. I can't go through no more. Pan, man. I can't see Michael playing for nobody else but that star. That star means something, man. Everybody want to play, be a cowboy. He talking about leaving? Pay him, Jerry. This dub, man. If anybody got your back, Jerry, it's me.
It's your boy. I got you, man.
Got you, man.
Yeah, I don't know why the Cowboys be playing around like that with their big stars. We all know that they're going to give them what they want at the end of the day. That's the narrative. This is the narrative. Stop they playing the with these people, Mike. Yeah, you should have never told that man that stuff that came out that day. Because you are responsible for what we're seeing right about now. I 100% believe that.
Burn it hot, just like they like it.
I believe it. Yeah, yeah, you're right. This is LA Live for Monday, August 4th, 2025. It is a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. Welcome in, Tolos. Welcome in, first time, last time, and long time listeners of this station. And shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group, PPT, for naming today Monday, Friday. LA Live is sponsored by Greystone Roofing and Construction. That is greystone-roofing.com. Boy, there was a whole lot of random beefs on the internet this weekend. Whole lot of random beefs all over the internet. One had a threat of physical violence.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, physical violence.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. This is LA Live, 105.3 The Fan, Monday, Friday. Eagles super fan, podcaster, and songwriter, Gilly the Kid. You guys familiar with Gilly the Kid?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Does anybody know the name of his podcast? Is anybody...
Sleep Talk with Gilly the Kid?
That's a good shot. I like that one. $1 million worth of game.
Okay.
On Barstool. Okay. All right. It was his birthday this weekend, apparently. And he was celebrating. And Gilly and Cam Newton have been going back and forth. I was going to get into that one of these Fridays. I just didn't have the time. Basically, Cam Newton said Jalen Hurts is not a top five QB. It's more about the talent around him. Whole lot of people jumped out and lost their minds and came at Cam for his opinion right there. I trust Cam Newton's opinion because he is a quarterback.
Yes.
Yeah, he went full petty Cam.
Cam responded on his show. He called himself Petty Cam, and he went after a few people. I got the clip right here of him going after Gilly.
Another person that will unlock Petty Cam is Gilly the Kid. Gilly, you posted me on your social story. And Peggy, I got a question to ask. Can you name me one Gilly the Kid album? Can you quote any of his music? But we know Gilly the Kid, not as a rap artist or a hip-hop artist. We know him as a podcaster.
Yeah,
we're in
true.
The same spaces. So your unpopular pick or your popular pick or the content that you create, Gilly, is the same thing that I do as content creators. So step aside, sir.
Step aside.
I got to remember that.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Yeah, Cam's been really in his bag lately. 100%. So that's been going on, right? I tell you all of this. By the way, Gilly had a song, Major Figures. Major Figures, I believe. Yeah, that's us. Yeah, that's us. And he claims that he wrote Lil Wayne out of the wobbly, 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 drop it like it's hot era. Like he helped Lil Wayne get some pen to his life.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what he says.
Be quite a resume piece.
That's what he says. Now, Lil Wayne calls him Gilly the Squid, so I don't know.
He does look a little
I don't know.
He looks like Squidward.
Oh, that's no. What he said. What? Call him Gilly the Squid. All right, so anyway, this weekend, while celebrating his birthday and holding the Eagles Super Bowl trophy.
Yes.
Who brought the trophy to Gilly the Kid's party? That's cool. Yeah, he's holding the Eagles Super Bowl trophy, and Gilly went on this rant.
Cam ain't never had one of these.
No.
Now I ain't going back and forth with you. Thank you, Jalen. Appreciate you, Jalen. Love you, Nick. Love you, Nick. Appreciate you, Jalen. Cam Newton never had one of these.
Ooh.
Holding up that Super Bowl trophy. Just, you know, another trolling video at Cam Newton. It just would have been another video on the internet of him trolling Cam if it wasn't for Johnny Manziel.
Yeah, Johnny got involved.
Johnny
stepped right
oh
in there.
Oh, my God, Johnny.
Those Heisman Trophy winners look after each
other. Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I know Cam was on Johnny's podcast recently.
They look after each other, man, those Heisman
Here's
dudes.
Here's Johnny.
Johnny jumped out, man. I mean, he really popped out. Yeah, he sees Gilly the Kid's video, and he quote tweeted it. He even added him, thank God. He added Gilly the Kid, so I got to give respect to Johnny for that. He said, yo, at Gilly the Kid. You may be the biggest effing loser on the planet. Whoa! Talking like you've effing done anything on the football field. If I see you, just know I'm going to slap the F out of you. Trust.
Now, this is a fight I'd like to see.
Johnny Football is talking about slapping people in the face. When men slap men, people die after that. I don't think you understand.
World Wars have
started. Over slaps.
Over slaps.
Okay. And it's amazing to see a slap so good that the other guy passes out from the slap. He gets knocked out from a slap. Oh, my God.
Hit it perfect.
Trust. He's going to slap somebody.
So Johnny got that mad at Gilly just over
Johnny
the...
Johnny got that mad. He's willing to slap Gilly in the face when I see you. Real beef. It's physical violence when I see you.
Yeah. I wouldn't want Johnny that mad at me, you know? I mean, at times he has looked like he might be bordering on homeless, but then he bounces back at like 210 pounds.
Yeah.
Like, dude, if he slapped you, that would hurt.
Yeah. You ever seen that show Lords of Dog Towns or that movie Dog? Yeah. He looks like one of them cats.
He does, dude.
He does. That's crazy. All of that went down Saturday night. Okay. Sunday morning, I wake up to a video of Gilly the Kid with powder all over his face.
Yeah, that's what I picked it up.
With powder all over his face, responding to Johnny Manziel's threats of physical violence.
Pretty funny.
Listen. Johnny, what the f*** would make you get up and just say, you going to slap me? Out of all the mother on planet Earth, Johnny, you going to slap me? Had to be this right here, Johnny. Because it ain't 1917 no more, Johnny. This is 2025. Fight back, Johnny. The f*** make you think you just going to slap what you just going to do? You just going to walk off about your business, Johnny, and just ain't nothing going to happen, Johnny. No, we going to have to put on a bet nap, Johnny, to over and under for how many f*** days you going to lay in the hospital. And I'm taking 13 and a half days. I'm taking the f***ing over, Johnny.
Taking the over. Okay, do you think I haven't seen Gilly the Kid like standing up next to somebody who I could get a gauge of size on? Would this be a fair fight? Gilly's 40. Johnny's like 40. What, 30?
Yeah, how tall is Johnny? Like 6'1 or something like that?
6 foot, yeah.
Gilly's athletic, but he's real skinny.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I just want to see Johnny smack him.
People just go crazy nowadays, bro.
Smack that dude, bro. See what, dog? I mean, because you could have said anything. Hey, I'm going to confront you when I see you or any other. No, I'm going to smack you.
Okay, here we go. 5'9", 165. That's got to be engagement farming. Or you're really good at fighting.
You know, Johnny?
Gilly.
Oh.
Because Johnny beat Alabama by himself, bro.
Come on, bro.
This is one of the best dual-threat quarterbacks college has ever seen. If you think you can whip his ass at any time between now and he's age 75, you got another thing coming.
I just can't let you get on the internet and say you're going to smack me, though.
Right?
Cam didn't even say that, you know?
No, that's what I'm saying. That's really.
Cam just let it go.
He jumped out there. That's why my man Gilly had that powder on his face. He said, Johnny probably was on that cocaine when he made that
It's a good bit. It is. You know, you get updates on Johnny every now and then, and it, like sometimes it seems like he's doing pretty good. You're pulling for him. But then you see a joke like that, you're probably, well, who knows?
That he might have had a few drinks after playing golf or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I could see that.
But those Heisman guys do take care of each other.
I mean, clearly.
They really do.
Clearly. So I'm going to keep my eye on, see what happens with that next. I don't think Johnny has responded to Gilly's video. I haven't seen any response to that. If anybody
said keep Jalen's D out your mouth.
He said that?
Yeah.
Boy, double down, Johnny. Go ahead, smack him, bro. Smack him for the net, fam. More internet beef on the timeline, too, as well, with these athletes and celebrities. Comedian Craig Smith. He has All the Smoke podcast on his bumper. That is Matt Barnes. And if you don't know who Craig Smith is, real quick, hold on. He has that funny laugh we made fun of before.
Give it up for Tahir Moore, man. Y'all ain't going to give it up for the... Look like a successful chicken nugget.
Crazy laugh. Crazy laugh.
This is the old player Craig Smith?
No, this is a comedian Craig Smith. Okay. He used to be a high school basketball phenom at one point in his life down there in California. Anyway, comedian Craig Smith, who is a comedian, I keep saying this again, so let the jokes fly, was on his podcast cracking jokes about Vernon Maxwell. Mad Max, Vernon Maxwell, just recently joined All the Smoke podcast. That's why Matt Barnes and Steven Jackson is on his bumper right now.
And he is blowing up. Like, you see the Mad Max shorts, 1 million, 2 million views. Barnes and Jack together, 150, 75,000 views. Like, everybody loves listening to Mad Max tell stories about Hoop.
They're protecting their golden goose right here.
Yeah, they just magnified in a very significant way, I think.
All right, so Craig jumped on his podcast and just had some random jokes about Vernon Maxwell that Steven Jackson and Matt Barnes heard and got upset about.
I love Vernon Maxwell, but all that crazy shit he was doing because he was high on cocaine. Acting like Vernon Maxwell was just this savage-ass. No, that's a quarter ounce of dope that had him in the audience beating up on fans. That wasn't a Vernon for real. And they keep putting him on every podcast with Hoopers to hear him talk about being high on cocaine, fight motherfucker. That Vernon hit the weed he want to hit. Because it really ain't all the smoke if Vernon can't smoke what he want to smoke. How's all the smoke and y'all ain't letting Vernon hit the... Yeah. Come on, let Vernon smoke.
Yeah, that's some of the smoke.
I bet you that room be empty. Vernon starts smoking. Ain't going to be a cameraman in the room. Everybody clearing out. It really ain't all the smoke until we see Vernon smoke. Would Vernon want to smoke?
Go ahead, Vernon. Fine, Vernon.
So y'all got to change the name of the show to Some of the Smoke.
Some of the Smoke.
Yeah, so Matt Barnes, Steven Jackson got a hold of that video, called him a goofy. Matt Barnes wants to challenge Craig Smith to a fight. A boxing match.
Oh, jeez.
You know, like a celebrity where we raise some money, but I'm still kick your behind. Craig is down for it. Also, Corey Holcomb, our very, very own Corey Holcomb, with that song Shelter, the comedian. He wants to be on this same fight card, and he wants to fight Ari Spears, comedian Ari Spears. What is happening on the timeline right now, bro? A whole lot of physical violence between celebrities and sports figures.
I mean, if a comedian just starts making fun of you, you just got to sit back and laugh about it.
It's a comedian.
Yeah. Yeah, like, Vern's probably like, I mean, that's hilarious.
Everyone just thinks they can box now.
Yeah.
Because you got Aiden Ross, who's out here putting together these kick fights. He's got the Island Boys fighting some other big streamer. And these people look goofy as hell out there. They're wearing headgear.
Yeah.
It makes everybody think, like, I can do this.
Yeah.
Made Adrian Peterson think he could do it.
Yeah. Gosh, boy, Adrian looked crazy. And was that a card game? He was.
Yeah.
Do we ever get to the bottom of really what happened?
I don't know. There's all sorts of different confrontations and awkward things because somebody's losing money, somebody's winning money, this guy's in the bag. Usually it's just poker arguments that end up getting stupid. But that guy, I mean, that guy, you must be a good fighter if you're looking at Adrian Peterson thinking, I can do this right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Adrian looked like he was fighting underwater, too. It looked bad, eh?
Yeah.
It looked bad. I did mention Corey Holcomb's name. Let me do this one time for all the tolos of, like, toxic stuff.
D-O-B-C, single mom will always provide shelter for me. D-O-B-C, single mom will always provide
shelter for me.
Oh, that's so toxic. That's so toxic.
Gotta have at least a couple around town.
Yeah. All right, so I want to see the fight between Matt Barnes, Craig Smith, Corey Holcomb, Ari Spears, and Johnny. Please go smack somebody for me, baby. Smack them! My name is Lucius Alexander. I'll be black tomorrow, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. Yeah, and put it on the internet, bro.
Yeah.
Smack him, Johnny. Get a little loose. Have a few, you know, what do you like, Miller Lights? What does Johnny like?
All of it.
All of it. Yeah.
I don't know what he doesn't like.
Man, he's like a Miller High Life kind of guy. Yeah.
High Life and Jim Beam.
Yeah.
Champagne and
banquet of beers.
Yeah. Go smack somebody.
A lot of something.
I'll be black, Lord willing, tomorrow. Hollow, peace. Bye.
There he goes. LA Live with Lucius Alexander every night, 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. Base is coming up next. Well, Chuck,
what are the top series to watch this week? And the Marlins made some history. That's next in the nation.